Violet Hour presents.
Breaking news tonight as police confirm a double homicide in a domestic residence in the West Adams neighborhood. The home, known for an unusually high rate of violent crime, has been the subject of recent ongoing coverage. Sources indicate...
Fire on Harvard Boulevard as three bodies are discovered in the notorious House of Death, the latest travesty in a history of unspeakable terror.
Reports of strange lights, disembodied voices...
And some even say... haunted.
Well, Carol, I wouldn't want to go trick-or-treating at that house, I can tell you that.
Pandemonium tonight as residents flee home in terror.
The house was shaking, and I heard this horrible laughing. Please, you gotta believe me, I saw its eyes.
Nosy neighbors, rising mortgages, and ghosts? Just what has residents of this quiet suburban street afraid to turn out their lights?
There's absolutely no proof. That house is just like any other.
But some residents aren't taking chances.
No, I don't go by there. Especially after dark.
Has remained empty on Harvard Boulevard for a number of years. Which begs the question... what, if anything, is haunting this house?
This is Wendy Morrow. I have just spoken to Michelle Richardson, the current owner of the house. She has agreed to allow me access for an overnight investigation. After months of trying, I am finally going. Tomorrow is the day. I am going to the house.
Do you believe some places are born bad?
Don't tell me you don't know the stories about this place.
There's something strange about this house, you know, something awful.
I think this house is haunted. There's something very wrong here, Mom. Please, you haven't been here. You don't know how it feels.
You are the last of our humble gathering to arrive, and the air tonight is rife with spirits.
They say that anyone who spends too long here eventually goes mad.
Do you hear it? They're tapping!
Something is wrong within these walls. It is my intention tonight to determine what that something is.
I've seen someone in this room.
This house ruined my life. It ruined the lives of countless others, and if you're not careful...
I don't know how, I don't know why, but that house... it's alive.
What is going on here?
Behind you! She's right behind you!
It's the house. It wanted us out from the beginning. It wanted us gone.
The house is suddenly awake.
It isn't real.
It's coming alive.
It isn't real.
I think the room is trying to tell me something.
It isn't real.
I should have never come to this house.
From the case files of Wendy Morrow... this is In Another Room. A horror podcast by Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions. Listen every Monday. Subscribe for free wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.